From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the recent court order suspending his immigration plan was motivated by politics. Speaking in Washington to law enforcement chiefs, the president warned that the nation's security is compromised without the travel restrictions in his executive order. The president read aloud a law that gives the president sweeping authority over immigration.
When you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and I watched last night in amazement. And I heard things that I couldn't believe, things that really had nothing to do with what I just read.
A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend Mr. Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 terrorist-plagued countries. The Somali Speaker of Parliament announced Wednesday that lawmakers had elected a new president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, was declared the winner after 2 rounds of voting by the Somali parliament in Mogadishu. Authorities in northern Afghanistan say Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 6 local employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross. Thomas Glass is a Red Cross spokesman.
They were attacked on the way down by some unknown gunmen, and 6 of our colleagues were shot and killed. And 2 of our colleagues are still unaccounted for.
The ICRC says the team was on its way to deliver livestock materials when they were ambushed. The Taliban has denied involvement in the incident. The U.S. Senate voted Wednesday to approve Senator Jeff Sessions as the nation's new attorney general. The vote was 52-47. This is VOA News. A Russian judge has given prominent opposition leader Alexei Navalny a 5-year suspended sentence after he was convicted of embezzlement. Navalny then accused government officials of trying to block him from running for president. He said he would appeal the sentence and would still run against Vladimir Putin should Mr. Putin decide to seek another term in office. British lawmakers voted Wednesday to allow Prime Minister Theresa May to go ahead with proceedings for withdrawing Britain from the European Union.
The ayes to the right, 494. The noes to the left, 122. The ayes have it.
The vote in Britain's House of Commons means attempts by Brexit opponents to soften the terms of the withdrawal were thwarted. They had tried to attach conditions to the bill that would delay the start of Brexit talks, which are planned for March 31st. The bill now goes on to the British House of Lords, where it is expected to pass. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says he expects anti-Islamic State forces to retake the cities of Mosul and Raqqa within the next 6 months. U.S. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend spoke Wednesday at a location north of Baghdad.
We take away their 2 capitals, their Iraqi capital of Mosul, their Syrian capital of Raqqa, they're not going to really be able to claim that they have a physical caliphate anymore.
The Iraqi forces have retaken control of Mosul east of the Tigris River and are expected to soon move into the western part of the city. Turkey's military said Wednesday Syrian rebel forces have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Turkish forces and allied Syrian rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of Al-Bab. The town is a key area in northern Syria that is increasingly becoming a focal point for the conflict. European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans said Wednesday member states will face repercussions next month if they don't accept their fair share of refugees. He says it's unfair for Greece and Italy to be overburdened while other countries haven't taken in any refugees. Romania's government has survived a no-confidence vote in parliament. The vote comes amid a storm of protests over legislation passed last week that would have decriminalized some official corruption. The government eventually scrapped the idea. The United Nations is appealing for $2.1 billion to provide humanitarian assistance this year to 12 million people in Yemen. It is the largest appeal for Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began bombing in the country 2 years ago. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.